With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA. Hello, Mary. How are you?
I get to see you in 2 days.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. But first, before we even like get into that, like we have big news.
What is it?
We've gone mainstream and we're basically famous now because it only took us a year to get our first sponsor.
This is so true.
Okay, you guys. So, and this is like a sponsor I want to vouch for because I actually love the product.
I totally agree. I'm going to be wearing them all weekend in Salt Lake City or in Park City.
Okay. So they're called Studio and it's a headphone company. And so they're revolutionizing the way that people see headphones right now, that you can either have them for the tech aspect or the look aspect. But these guys are doing two in one. We both got the Regent model, and they are white and so adorable. And the best part, I don't know how you feel about this, but they're wireless. Like, they're
wireless. And the leather, they're just like soft and they're noise canceling. I'm so excited to take them on the plane.
Oh my gosh. I wore them at work the other day because I like really had to bog down and do some shit. And it was wonderful. Like, I could not even hear my coworker sitting next to me. She had to tap me until I finally listened to her. So they were just like, they were so great. I just like really enjoyed them. And they're so cute. And we got the white ones. If you guys are interested, they are giving us 15% off of any purchase. They do worldwide shipping. All you have to do is enter the code TJG for Two Judgy Girls, and you'll get 15% off in the promo code area when you are checking out. The website is www.studio, like Phil Collins' song, great hit song, studiosweden.com. So again, it's www.studiosweden.com.
I highly recommend. I'll be sporting them all weekend.
Yes, me too. Okay, so now that we've you know done the housekeeping here, like let's get into some talking here. What's going on with you?
What's going on with me?
Did you do anything fun? Did you have a dream?
Oh no, I got a puppy.
Oh my god, that's right. Oh my god, tell everybody. Oh my god, tell everyone.
Okay, I'll actually post a picture tonight too because I said I would. Her name is Birdie. She's 11 weeks. She's a Cocker Spaniel. She's literally 5 pounds and looks like a stuffed animal. And I'm completely obsessed. And I think she's making me soft. I'm like feeling the love.
She is really cute. We FaceTimed and I cannot wait when I go up there. I don't even think I told you I bought Bottle Rock tickets.
I know you texted me. I was so off today.
Yeah. But anyways, in May, I'm going to come up and I'm going to meet Birdie.
Yeah, she's the cutest little baby and I've been talking to her in a baby voice.
And you brought her to school?
Oh, yeah. She came to school on Wednesday and I told all the kids that I would only bring her in if they didn't talk and they weren't allowed to touch her.
Wait, so you like literally brought a puppy and then you're like, nobody can touch.
Nobody can touch. Well, it was more because like all the adults met her first and she was overwhelmed. So I said I'd bring her back on Friday and maybe we could touch.
Not creepy at all.
Not creepy at all.
Okay. So I did absolutely nothing this weekend. Mm-hmm.
And you had Monday off, right?
I did have Monday off and I went hiking and I was like, my friend's like, oh, I haven't worked out in a while. Like we went to Runyon Canyon, which is obviously like so LA. But so we go to Runyon Canyon. She's like, let's do the easy way. And I'm like in my head, like, fine. Like we can do the easy way. Like whatever. There's like, you know, easy. There's the easiest. There's like an easier. And then there's like the really hard one. So we're doing the very easiest one. Okay, we did not even get to the trail and I was already dying.
I thought this was the easiest. Okay,
and I have this shirt that I love when I work out and it says everything hurts and I'm dying. Which, let me tell you, it was a crowd pleaser on that Runyon Canyon. Everyone was like, I feel like your shirt. They're like, oh my God, did you see your shirt? So I brought entertainment, but let's just say like I was a walking epitome of my shirt. Like everything really hurt and I'm dying. And like today I'm dying.
And how long was it?
Well, according to my Fitbit Blaze, it was 67 floors. That's a lot.
Okay. So miles, how many miles?
Well, like at the end, by the time we got back to like my car, like our car and stuff, like I was probably like 2.5 miles.
But I guess, okay, uphill.
It was really hard.
I'll give it to you.
The lactic acid was really building in my calf muscles. And I was like, I think I got a stretch.
Good for you.
I'm so weak. I'm so weak. And then, wait, did I tell you about this running club that I've joined?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well, I was like, try to like, you know, they say like you attract people who are like you. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm only going to attract assholes. So I need to like up my game. So I'm like, okay, what I do is I'll go to these things of people who are way better than me. And then they'll like fall, I'll like con them into falling in love with me. And then once they realize, and then once they realize who I really am, which is sitting in my underwear watching Bravo, like they'll already be in love with me, that it's like, it's too hard to say no.
This is the club where you go to and you're like, oh yeah, I run the 13-point. I do the halves.
I was like,
halves
marathon. Yeah, I was like, I did.
Because we did it one time in 2010.
Okay. Sheesh. First off, wait, also hilarious too, because I'm like, my goal is to run another half marathon this year. And this girl rolls in. She's like, hey, is anybody doing the half in Pasadena this weekend? Like, I just signed up for it yesterday, so I guess I'm doing it. I'm like, oh, I guess we, what? Like, my big goal is to work up to 13.1. She's like, yeah, whatever. Anyways, I went to this class. I went to this class yesterday. Instead of running, we did a class. And there was a mirror. And you could see everyone, like, in perfect form. And then you can see me. And I'm like, I'm not planking for 3 minutes. I'm not planking for a minute and a half. And I'm like, I'm just going to go to my knees right now. Just, you know, really child pose it out. And
you're like, I physically can't plank for 3 minutes.
No, it's very difficult. And then they had a photographer, which, like, God love them, because they like want to, you know, like they want to have memories of this event. But I'm like, when I'm trying to do a crunch and I've got like a bulging stomach, I don't need a photo.
Like, they're not my favorite look.
Yeah,
for anybody.
Like, is it my new LinkedIn profile headshot? Like, no, it's not.
It's definitely not.
Okay. Let's move on, shall we? We'll talk about our Sundance in a little bit.
Okay. So this week, very sad. Bobby Zarin passed away. So the second house husband to ever pass away after Taylor's
Russell Armstrong.
Yes, committed suicide. Bobby lost.
Just kidding. This is not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
I was being serious. Bobby, he died of cancer at the age of 71. Jill's 54. But everyone just – they loved Bobby Zarin. And the housewives really showed up for him. Dorinda made an appearance. Sonia, Daniel Staub, Ramona, and of course, Bethany with the cameras.
No, wait. So I actually read something contradicting today.
Okay.
And it was that Andy confirmed there were cameras there, but that they were hired by the family. AKA Jill hired the cameras to be there. What are your thoughts on this?
I actually couldn't imagine Bethany doing that, because she's like pretty, you know, I can't stand the bitch, but she knows when something's like wrong.
Right.
And I also feel like she has like a heart. She's like, she's actually like Soggy Slicker. She's crying all the fucking time.
Do not compare her to Soggy.
No, but she cries a lot.
She does.
Bethany does cry a lot.
She does.
So I was like shocked by all of that. So, okay. So you think... Interesting.
And it doesn't, Jill, yeah, I would, it wouldn't put me past, like, it wouldn't put it past Jill to do that. Like, even,
well, she was also doing like live stories.
So strange.
Like, after the funeral, it was pretty bizarre.
I don't get it. But do you think this is her way back in?
I mean,
not to be mean, but I don't want to like see her like trying to get back her life after Bobby.
It would be pretty depressing. I don't think Andy would go that
route. Is she going to run Zarin Fabrics now?
I don't know. Yeah, she must.
Or
be.
Remember Brad
or his kids? His kids.
Oh, I was gonna say, remember like her quote unquote gay Brad.
Gosh. This is like so many years ago, but yes.
Like, maybe he's going to run it now. Maybe Allie is.
No, I think his kids.
Yeah. How old are his kids? Do we know? Is that going – that's delving too deep.
It's in their 40s, probably, if he's 71.
Dang. Yeah. Okay, but let's move on from this. Can I tell you – I think sometimes I'm like, my life is too Bravo centric with two judgy girls and like how much I hate Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a confession to make. I had a dream Saturday night. And I got a subpoena from Sheena to show up in court for harassing her.
Wait.
I got subpoenaed for, like, harassing Sheena. Like, her mom, like, subpoenaed me to, like, be in court to, like, testify that I harassed Sheena.
Wait,
this is a dream I had.
Oh, my God.
And then when our friend Joey texted us the next day, I was like, I can't touch this. I can't touch this. Like, I just had a dream that I was subpoenaed by Sheena.
Literally. So our friend Joey.
Do we even admit this? This is so ridiculous.
He somehow got us Sheena's number and Tom Sandoval's and was like, you guys need to do something with this. I'm like, what are we going to do? Like, fucking prank phone call them? I'm 30.
Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it. Click. Like,
what
the hell
are we going to do? I mean, God bless him, but, like, what were we really going to do with these
just
numbers?
Call him, like, hey, can I get free tickets to your sold out event, the sex show?
Or, like, be a guest on our show, but we make fun of you so much. I mean,
unblock,
I don't know.
Us, please.
That could have been.
Yeah,
that
it's
been
just one. Like, I just was like, no, I got subpoenaed. Like, I cannot have Sheena's phone number now. Like, I did not even open it. Like, I saw it and I was like, too real.
Yeah. Plus, no, it's like, I know. I did check the area codes. Yeah. I was like, I wonder what area codes they are. One was 818.
Well, it's like also like give me Stassi's number.
Well, and I wonder if the numbers even work. We might have to do a test this weekend.
No, stop. Don't do it. No, I can't get subpoenaed. You don't understand. I like woke up and I was like, it's the butt crack photo I posted. She's mad. She's really mad.
Subpoenaed by Sheena.
You could open a company, Sheena Subpoenas. And it's just, what are they called? The people that like serve you? Servers? Like, you've been served. But it's like Sheena Subpoenas. That is actually a great company. Maybe we should call her and tell her.
Maybe that's what we're going to do.
Okay. And then also, someone DM'd us and she was the lead singer of the band that played at Katie and Tom's wedding.
So good.
And she said that Tom Sandoval kept trying to get up there and play the trumpet.
Him in the trumpet. The thing is, he doesn't know he's bad. Like, he is dead serious about this trumpet playing.
When did he have time to pick up this skill set?
He's so, so bad. He looks exhausted doing it. And
he has not practiced his breaths.
No, like... But, I mean, I guess talk about getting lost in a moment. Like, I kept on rewinding that scene. And I was like, how high are they right now? Like,
even, like, James and Lala's face, like, I was dying. We'll talk about that more later. But I just was like, oh, my God, it's so good. Okay, let's actually, before we do that, Kim Kardashian had her baby. Is it Kylie? Is Kylie the surrogate?
No, I saw a picture of Kylie that maybe it could have maybe not been her. Supposedly she was in CVS.
She's not her.
She is pregnant. And Kyle Richards was on
Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, and he was like, so you were at Kris Jenner's Christmas party. Was Kylie there and is she pregnant? She pleaded the fifth.
Which is so ridiculous. It's like,
I mean, everyone knows. So I heard she's never going to announce it. She's just going to have the baby and like never bring it up.
It's weird. I mean,
it's just like non-existent.
I mean, I guess because she's 20.
No, but it's because she's like 40. Like her age. Okay. They like got discovered when she was 10. So it's like she's lived the life in the last 10 years. The amount of life she's lived is equivalent to a 40-year-old.
I just feel like I haven't accomplished anything.
We haven't lived the same life as Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, but I'm closer to 40 than she is.
It's not the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I feel better about myself now.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fine.
What do you think? Okay, so Kim posted right before we started taping this, she posted a photo of the Louis Vuitton symbol. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a sign, like a hint of what she named her baby? And if so, what are you going with?
I said Liberty. Because, okay, this is what we're working with here. We're working with Northwest and Saint. At first, I said Jesus. I mean, their names are ridiculous. I mean,
she went on Ellen saying only one syllable names.
Well, then Kanye's mother's name is Donda, D-O-N-D-A. And then I was like, and then they have Chris with a K. And then I was like, Conda.
Like her, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. And Kim's like, I do. I injected it in my ass long ago.
Like K-O-N-D-A, Conda. I don't know.
That's like a black China baby name, I feel.
And then I also thought it was going to be King.
Oh, I'm kind of like King for a girl. I think that's kind of fun.
But they already have King Cairo. That's he's not black China.
He's not even a part of the family anymore, though.
Still too close to home.
Okay, so my choices, I say, because it was a Louis Vuitton thing, I say L, mm-hmm. like Elle Woods.
No, that's too basic and simple.
Okay. Then I've got like love, like maybe it's just like LV, like love. And then what I really think it is purse. I think it's Purse West.
What if it's
like
just
a like, Louis Vuitton purse?
What if it's like, what if the name is Louis? Louis.
But it's one syllable. So like Lou.
Luann.
And Luann's like, Mona can't buy your class. Mona can't buy you ass. You're a Kardashian, my friend. You're a Kardashian. Oh, yeah.
Noah would be like, Money can't buy your class. That's the Cher version. Yeah, Money can't buy your class, but I can buy you rehab. And then I also thought, because she's been posting, I'm like, oh, she's out of rehab. There's no way Lou has given up the bottle. She's like, no. I can't give up the bottle on camera.
She's like, chic, c'est la vie, c'est la vodka. Somebody give me the vodka. But it's more like, chic, chic, c'est la vie. Chic, c'est la vie, get in my room and let me do you.
But she's not like a traditional alcoholic. She doesn't like wake up and drink. She just parties and overdrinks and blacks out.
Yeah, that, like maybe
that's
Ray.
That's totally acceptable.
Ray wasn't there with the cocaine. That's what I think.
You might be right. This is Lou Man.
Oh my god, it hurts me too when I do that.
Every single time.
You guys married. I'm sorry. Oh my god, are you guys still with us? Okay, moving on. What do we think about Nick Viall dating January Jones?
Oh my god, I saw the like The Stars Are Just Like Us, and it was her doing a walk of shame to a taxi, like leaving his house, I'm pretty sure.
No, that was from a while ago, that blue, that green and purple dress.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Besides them being together, what it really sparked was a debate about who her baby daddy is.
It sure did. I didn't even know who those people were. So people were so mad about the Jason Sudeikis thing,
but it was like a real thing. Like they dated, and he was like one of the people. But then apparently, is either him, it was Bobby Flay, or it was apparently Matthew Vaughn, who is Claudia Schiffer's husband and also the director of X-Men.
And I think a lot of people believed it was that one the most.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus. Somebody said that was like a very industry known thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, whatever. It's more.
The best part about me going to Sundance this weekend is I will not know who these people are because they're not Bravo celebrities. And so I'll probably just talk to like a really big star and not even know it.
Yeah, you'll probably not have any idea. One of the movies we are seeing has a skinny Jonah Hill in it. So I'm hoping he'll be there, because I don't know if you've gone to the website www.isjonahhillfat.com.
Oh, I have not, but I love a good like up and down yo-yo weight loss story.
Yes. Why don't you just look at it on your phone right now? Like if you could just type into your phone, into your Safari.
Okay.
www.isjonah, and that's J-O-N-A-H. I know sometimes you're not so good with the spelling. JonahHillFat.com.
You're kind of like being really judgy right now.
You know what? I'm going to go into that in a second too.
Okay. Is Jonah Hill Fat? JonahHillFat.com. Mm-hmm. Is Jonah...
Okay, what?
Oh, it's like is Jonah Hill dead? Is Jonah Hill married?
No, but it's a www.
No, I know, okay. I know. I get
it. Okay, while you're looking at that, I just want to say I like love people that try to come for us like on our comments on Two Judgy Girls, like when we post something. Wait.
His status is Swole Patrol.
I love that website.
He's skinny right now.
Yeah. So guys, if you're ever wondering, like, what's Jonah Hill up to these days? Is JonahHillFat.com. It'll let you know where he stands on the Richter scale of fat and skinny.
Oh my God. And maybe I'm Jonah Hill. Like, are people like, how fat is Mary Mahoney right now?
Yes. Check and see if that's a website or not.
No, thank you.
Mine is like starring in her 600-pound life.
TLC special, Courtney Frayne. Uh-huh,
exactly. Okay, let's go into the polls. Shall we?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like me just to ask you and you can give what your thoughts?
Sure.
Okay. So our first poll question is, who's the number one guy in the group? Is it Jax or literally anyone else?
Well, but what does that mean, like the number one
Remember
guy?
Remember when Jax was like roided and coked out and he said, no, I'm the number one guy in this group.
Oh, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So no, he's not.
So 87% agreed, literally anyone else. Okay.
I think he's just doing a bunch of blow this season.
Oh, he's doing whatever he can to get Brittany to break up with him, and she just like won't take the bait. He's like so rude and manipulative towards her, and she's just like, well, Jax, we're gonna try again, but if you do something to embarrass me, I'll be real mad.
Because I'm a Christian woman from Kentucky, and I believe in forgiveness because Jesus Christ did. And I also believe that you can live with your boyfriend and not be married because I'm Christian.
Yeah, and like my mama, she's been married 4 times. When she revealed that, I was like, this tells me everything I've ever needed to know. Oh, what I want to tell her, as like,
clearly didn't watch the Kentucky thing then.
No, I missed that one, unfortunately. But here's what I want.
Meemaw,
she's good for her beer cheese. Okay, I'm sorry.
I gotta Google that recipe.
Wait, here's something that I want to say, just like as like girl to girl for Brittany, is like she's gotta stop wearing chokers and like things that cut at the neck.
Because her neck's kind of bigger.
It's just girl to girl. Like, let's like bring out our best assets. Like, Jax paid for those. You show them off, which she does. Speaking of, is Brittany an idiot? Is the sky blue? He'll change for her.
It's got to be like 90% she's an idiot.
96% said, is the sky blue? 4% I'm going to blame on sausage fingers. Okay, who plays an instrument better, Sandoval or the sexy sax man?
You know, I gotta give it to Sandoval. Like, he embraces the trumpet.
I said who plays it better. I'm not who gives a better show. Who plays it better? Do you know who the sexy sax man is? Oh, no. Man. Okay, guys, Mary, this is homework for you later. Go to YouTube, type in sexy sax man, and when you see a shirtless man in black pants with a mullet, you've gone to the right place.
Don't you remember that SNL when John Hamm is, like, playing a saxophone?
No. But that's fine. That's fine. That could be him. You could picture that as him too. Okay, so you're choosing Sandoval.
Well, I think it's
okay.
Fun.
Well, only 22% agreed with you. Okay. Now this was definitely, we got plenty of messages saying, "I did not mean to choose her." Who has the better fashion sense, Dorit or Erica?
All hail to Erica Jane. But I like watching both of them because they do fashion risks and misses, a lot of misses. Yeah,
and by fashion risks, you mean fashion risky business meets Pretty Woman.
Oh, man, it was so bad, those purple boots.
Okay, so 70.
They were like nylon.
They were just a straight up, like, they were not, she's like, Nava gonna wear them again. You get it? That's the name of the, like, no, Navajo. It's just Nava. There's no ho. I don't know where you got that from. I think you just think Dorit's a ho. She's like, darling, it's called Nava, which means beautiful, and it's my daughter Jagger. Wait, do I have a daughter? What's her name? Is it the
Wait, I thought,
what? Fifi?
I thought her name was Phoenix Navajo. Like, that's like so like Indian.
It's Native Phoenix American. Nava. My darlings, Nava. Okay, so 73% said Erica. All right, who should return? Brandi Glanville or Jill Zarin?
Definitely I would choose Jill over Brandi. Brandi was too
64%
much.
Agreed with you. Are you feeling Lala this season? Yes or no?
110%.
Ain't nobody got you.
I'm loving her. This.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. When her, and then James is like, I'm the what, Kanye West. Do I need to stop? Am I too much right now?
Okay. No, I love it. 68%
said yes, feeling Lala. Okay.
I agree.
Would you have left drinks if someone was an hour late? Yes. What an asshole. No. Chill and refill.
Okay. So I am often late to a lot of things. I am the person that says, oh, I'm on the freeway when I just left my house.
But here's the difference. You're at least texting saying you're close.
Oh, yeah. Always like, oh, yeah, 10 minutes away. That means 20.
But you're at least communicating and you're not on the phone overseas.
Right. I also always say like an ish time. I'll be like 5:30-ish. I always write ish because it's like, give me some wiggle room.
Okay. So an hour.
So I would be like, so I probably wouldn't wait an hour. I would wait a healthy amount of time though. Because I can abuse myself.
No, I would have chilled and refilled, which it just came to me, but I'm gonna be using that all the time. Like the chill and refill is a new Netflix and chill.
But I understand. Like, I agree with Teddy.
I would have
like,
left if I was
you.
Teddy
Bye.
Because she didn't respond to a text. Had she responded and said, I'm so sorry, I'm on the phone, or like, I'm on my way. And when she's like, we'll meet between 4:30 and 5:30. I'm like, who gives an hour window? What is this?
You're meeting one single person.
Also, I've been to that restaurant before and they were like in Hollywood area. Like that was not even Beverly Hills. Anyways, we'll get to that later. 85% said yes, what an asshole.
Yeah, the whole thing, I would have thought that the person forgot. Like they wouldn't accept the day or something.
Right,
so
right.
I would have left. Or I would have been sitting there drinking.
Okay, who does Dorit hate more? Teddy or Lisa Rinna? Hello, Lisa Rinna.
Your accent is on moderation. Point tonight. Don't use your moderation. I like an excess of everything.
Except moderation.
I think she wouldn't want an excess of Lisa
81%
Rinna.
81% agree with you. All right. You know what time it is.
Oh God! I slept with a bad house.
Is it Simon Van Kempen or is it Garth Brooks?
Simon.
Okay.
Like, listen, easy.
This is like one of the closest votes. 53% voted Simon, which means 47% voted Girth.
I think people didn't know who Simon is because, I mean, he's first season 2010 New York House husband. I don't, maybe they didn't understand the question.
We got plenty, plenty of DMs Girth letting us know. Please stop posting these ones. They're the hardest thing to ever do.
Girth Brooks, I mean, he's a cancer scam with like bad teeth. Well, Ricky got them fixed.
Okay, well, and then here's one. Is Kylie Kim's surrogate? 58% said no. So that's like kind of another close one. Okay, yeah, and like, in the end, who will win? Camille or Dorit?
Camille.
87% agree. Season one, Camille came out last night, and I was like, oh, bring her back. She's so pernicious.
I did love it. But I like watching Dorit, so I'll be sad if she doesn't get a third season.
If Dorit's coming back, but she's like, yeah, she's just like so.
You think? I think she might be like such an unlikable character. They're like,
no, because I feel like she gets a lot of press and she's not doing anything like super slanderous like Brandy was doing where she was kind of bringing up like lawsuits. And I feel like, I mean.
Yeah, she's just like calling people cunts to their face.
All right, I guess I'll see you Saturday. I mean, James Kennedy named his show that and Sheena is one, so.
What? C-C-S-E-E.
He's like, Lisa, I wrote it out as like S-E-E, not see you next Tuesday. Like, I can't. We're like, we got it, James. We got it. It's punny.
Literally, at like one point, Lisa's like laughing, like, because of his impersonation of Jax. This is honestly my favorite Vanderpump Rules episode of all time.
Oh my God, let's just get into it.
I was rewinding parts. I like know exactly what we're gonna have to do this weekend when we're hungover and we need to pick me up.
This
episode again.
It just was so good because I'm like, I don't care if it's real. I don't care if it's scripted. They are bringing the entertainment.
I don't think it's scripted. I really don't.
Like, you think these people like, are just these assholes?
I think they're huge assholes and so thirsty. They're so willing. Jax did sleep with Faith and he is a sociopath. And I would kill to hear this audio. He doesn't want kids, marriage. He doesn't have sex with her. He isn't attracted to her anymore. She lost her sexy. Like, oh my God. And she's like, this poor woman.
Burst in there. She's like, hey, y'all, I'm going to play this audio on the loudspeaker for you all to hear. And Jax, I hope you rot in hell. You fucking asshole. I hope you rot in
hell. Rot in hell. I'm going to be in heaven eating my beer cheese. And I'm going to watch you in hell. Me and Meemaw will be looking down at you.
Okay, but Lala was like, I was like so appreciative of her like women empowerment where she was like, we need to stand together. Like, we're gonna let these assholes know that they can't keep doing this shit.
Yeah, she's like, men can't do whatever the fuck they want, except my man.
What?
Who's married.
But he's like,
I don't know why.
Yeah, Lala went a little southern. It must be that rat tail that you were getting confused with. But I appreciated her. And then it's like funny, like all the guys go over to like Tom's. And I'm like, can you just imagine living in that apartment complex? Like, yes, I want to. But like that floor must be horrible.
Oh, my God. It's like, and I still feel like they're in the dorms and then they all have the, like, you know, in Friends on the,
the picture frame.
The doors, they all have that. Yeah. They all have that on there.
And then, okay. But I was like cracking up when they were like yelling at James and she's like, he's like, why would you let Brittany listen to that? Like, she's such a sweetheart. And she like gets up. She's like, I am a sweetheart.
And he just screams. And she's like,
get the fuck out, James. Get the fuck out, James. I love how he was in there with like eight
and
girls.
And then he scurries out of there. And then they just like kind of pan over. And like Peter's just sitting on the corner of the couch like, how did I get here? It's the paycheck right. worth
it. No, and then like. And then Jax throws the phone. Schwartz is like, hey, I need that. He's like, it's my phone, Tom.
And then Ariana's like, no, we're going to stay here. We have the artichoke dip, the jello shot.
She was so – all of them were so drunk.
It was 1 a.m. and they were like taking like fucking fireball shots.
And then, yeah, Jax is like, it's done. I'm over it. And he's like, he just wants her to break up with him. And then what did you think about this? Like when this kind of like hurt me when the Sandoval Ariana fight happened.
I think this was just like a big miscommunication between the two of them. Like she didn't play the recording, and it was like everyone was drinking. It was just dumb. It was like they're on camera. Clearly, they're going to play it on camera. Bad timing. So like Tom is just defending Jack.
He's the number one guy in the group.
How could you? I mean,
but those guys, it's like, it's commendable how close their friendship is, but it's also fucked up because they'll just cover for each other, like, no matter what. Like,
yeah, they definitely fight each other's
fights. It's just like, I felt like I was like, oh man, Tom, you're not defending your girlfriend right now. Like, that's fucked up. I didn't like it.
Well, he was being obtuse, as Ariana said.
And I was like, you know what? He is obtuse. He is more than 180 degrees. Or is it 90 degrees? More than 90 degrees.
Oh,
between 90 and 180. Yeah. Okay, so then James in Lisa's office. I was like, when did James become the voice of reason this season?
No, he's like, I took the fucking recording off Faith's phone and went to the bathroom, and that's why they have it. Such a little fucking
shitster.
And he's like, wait, Lisa, I rebranded. It's not Turn Up Tuesday. It's See You Next Tuesday. S-E-E.
And he's like, when he did Britney, he's like, wah! And Lisa's just like, and then he's doing the Jax impression. She's like, what, was he doing abs? Was he doing sit-ups?
He was huffing and puffing.
He was like killing me with his impressions. First, it was like the American accent like a couple weeks ago. And now it's like these impressions. I'm like, you know, maybe he should be the comedian and not Ariana or Kristen.
No, but I also just like feel like Lisa Vanderpump, she was trying to take the scene seriously. And like she literally like she broke character and was like in laughter about it. Like you could see her smile. She was like, oh God, no, this is serious though.
No, but she's probably just like, oh my God, the ratings this season are going to be through the roof. I know. She's like, I've been brainstorming. Like I've been brainstorming scenarios for this season. Like, for 6 months now. I'm like, you guys, you can't even write this shit.
No.
Like, it's so ridiculous. And then, you know, it's like, I realize that Sheena's not, like, I don't realize Sheena's not there until she's fucking there. Like, we have to go to her apartment and they're like, I love coming to Sheena's because she always, like, gets me drunk. And she's like, mm-hmm. Her laugh is like, I just, everything about her drives me nuts.
And like, do you really think they drink that much? Like,
yes.
Okay, they're just constantly buzzed.
I think that they're constantly buzzed, and I think that they do a lot of Adderall when they can't get coke. Like, I'm telling you, remember, we had this conversation, like, who is their dealer?
Right.
They just do drugs, and then they, like, the only time they eat is when they're, like, filming a scene for the show.
Okay, fair.
That's what fair. I think. Well, but we do know that Britney's was keeping Postmates in business.
Well, no, and then, like, at the end of the episode, like, when she's talking to LVP, and LVP's like, well, you haven't looked this good in months.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not eating. Jax cut off the credit card to Postmates. It's been ramen and coke for 2 weeks. Okay, so when Jax comes back to the apartment.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also you know, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free. With Whey, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Apartment. Fuck this manipulative, fucking emotionally abusive fuckface.
He was trying to turn it on her. He's like, I just have no words for you. You said you'd keep this between me and you, and you play that in front of everyone to try to embarrass me. Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, this is classic.
When he goes, you gave me sociopath. You gave me your word as a woman. And I'm like, so let's just like back up. Like, what would she giving you her word as? Like Godzilla? Like, she give you her word as like a white trash sheep? Like, I don't, what do we mean by that?
Well, Jax just said that she went beyond the belt or behind the, below the belt.
below the belt. But he was literally just, and then the best part was, is like, Brittany, no, she's just like packing up like leftover popcorn into a bag. I'm like, literally none of you need to eat that.
No, when she was like,
don't need the leftover popcorn, Brittany. Like, your ass will be okay. She's like, I can't order my Postmates. I gotta eat my popcorn.
It's like all of that food's been sitting out for like 10 hours. Just let it go. Oh, just in the garbage.
She's like, you think the beer cheese is still good? Maybe I could put it on my popcorn. Beer cheese popcorn. That's what I think.
No, that scene like pissed me off. And she started apologizing.
She's like, I know I shouldn't have done that. I'm like, Brittany, stand up for yourself.
I know. And then she,
like, you could be on the show. Look at all the broken relationships that have happened, and they're all still on the show.
Yeah.
Like, who's broken up with a cast member and isn't on the show?
No, they have, like, the only original person that's gone is that psycho girl from the first season that was a meth head.
Laura Lee. But she wasn't even a cast member. I'm talking about like the main opening credits. Like none of those people have left. Like Sheena could. We'd be fucking super excited about that.
It just grows and grows and grows. There's like that opening cast picture is like 40 people. And by the way, like Guillermo, one of the owners, like tagged us on Instagram and in like this sexy photo of him. I was like, wait, what? Why are you doing that?
Does he follow us?
I don't know. But I was like, please don't. Please don't. It was weird. It made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was a little, it was like a shirtless pic. It was a little weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so
then
what did you think of Billie?
I thought, I had no idea she was trans.
Same. I was like, oh, she's really pretty.
She is still pretty. Like, I was just kind of shocked. I was kind of shocked by that, and it will be interesting how they kind of try to incorporate her in.
Can we say that Guillermo does not follow us?
Oh yeah, I don't know how he's like tagging us.
Then why? He also tagged Marvel in that photo, so, and every GQ ever made. So this is very strange.
Yeah,
literally GQ Spain, GQ Japan, Marvel, two judgy girls.
I didn't get it. It was weird. Okay, that wait, let's very... talk about the studio.
Oh.
So basically so it's Lala, Tom, and James, and they basically got high as fuck and went to this recording studio, and like Tom's feelings towards his trumpet are admirable, I would say. He loses himself in the music, and Lala compared it to baby dolphins. So then it made me think of Landon.
Yeah, like I had PTSD on that. I was like, when she did that noise, I was like, where is she? Where is Landon? Is she in my room? She's been in LA recently. Is she here?
It was so good.
I was dying. Like he also, what was that turquoise ring he was wearing?
Oh, I didn't notice this.
Oh man, it was like a huge turquoise stone on his like while he played the trumpet, and it just was like, what? Like, what's happening?
But don't you feel like he picks up the trumpet like every 3 months?
Oh no, like I feel like he has music hour at his house.
Oh, okay.
And it's like when Ariana's like working because he like dares not do it while she's there. And he just like sits like in tidy whities and he like closes the blinds so it's like kind of pitch black, and then he sets his phone up with like some music notes, and then he just watches like, or he's watching YouTube tutorials on how to play the trumpet.
Okay.
So he's just there in his tidy whities and he's just like, bah, bah, bah.
I mean, he's a very emotional, sensitive guy. He also sweats a lot. I like noticed in this episode, I'm like, why is he always sweating?
Is it sweaty or is he just like very oily?
No, I think it was sweat.
Oh man. Okay. And then we have the See You Next Tuesday party, which looks lit.
It was like, it was a crowd pleaser from the White Kanye. The White Kanye.
They were all so fucked up. Raquel, I'm like, what is a Raquel?
We saw Raquel in real life.
Yeah, and she didn't have a seat.
No.
She had to stand in the back.
Yeah.
Cosmopolitan Raquel.
Pomptini!
But, like, I didn't understand. Like, she just was, like, there, and she just was, like, I feel like she's just, like, hi.
Yeah.
Like, if someone was going to play her in a movie, I feel like Anna Faris would be, like, a good opportunity. Like,
absolutely.
Like Anna Faris and House Bunny, you know?
Totally.
Or Anna Faris and Just Friends. Or she's like,
yes.
Blueberry. You know, she's spitting out the toothpaste. Yes. Okay.
And then,
okay, so
Chelsea
everyone
once again tried to make it about her. She was like, so like everyone's bringing up about this like Rob cheating thing, which I like know is totally.
Sheena, not Stassi.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
How dare you?
Everyone knows about this Rob cheating thing, and like I'm just, you know, I'm not gonna stand for it. I'm not gonna let Katie talk about it anymore. I won't talk about her man. She won't talk about my man. And you know, I just like know Rob, but I'm just gonna like double check with this girl that works at the restaurant and see.
Yeah, Jen Bush.
The girl was like, no, I think it was like a little bit more than that. And Sina was like, no.
Case closed. Thanks for telling the truth. Bye, bitches. I was like,
it's like,
wait, no, she said.
Yeah.
she said that he did, and it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, we've been sending each other crying, laughing emojis about this whole situation. Like, okay, so like maybe he kissed her on the cheek and accidentally like slipped and it was on her lips, but it didn't mean that.
And like, and I was like, he doesn't even kiss in person.
And then I was like, wait, Sheena, I thought he was with you the whole night that happened. Now all of a sudden he doesn't kiss, but now he's kissed the cheek and like, oops, he slipped onto her mouth. That's like when guys cheat and they say, oops, my dick fell in a vagina.
Mm-hmm. That's called being a Tom.
Yeah, that's called being the number one guy in the group. Okay, I love though when like, okay, like James, he's just like a performer, like White Kanye, like performer. And like Lisa comes in and he's just like, I feel like James has really cleaned up his act. And he's like, Lisa, you saved me. Did you not love that?
No, I loved that. But like, he's like, yeah, I'm not drinking. He's like, I just took a pill of Molly instead. like, they're like,
wait, is that what he said?
Totally on drugs.
Did he say that?
No, I think that. Like, I mean, he had to have been rolling.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not rolling. I don't know if you can DJ on that. I don't know how that works, to be honest. But
I think you could, and I think you would think you were really good.
Oh my God. That's why Tom thought he was so good at the trumpet then.
Yeah. They're doing Molly too. God, they do so many drugs, this group. Adderall, cocaine, Molly.
maybe that's when we should use their phone numbers for, hey, can you give us a hookup to your drug dealer? We heard you guys are getting, you guys, based on the show, you guys are getting some good shit.
But I just want the Adderall for the skinniness.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so yeah, so Ariana and Tom, they like make up.
Make amends.
And like, don't,
ma.
Don't fight, guys. Like, they're.
And like, you don't make amends as in the alley. That's for fighting.
That's for fight, as we once did.
Yes.
And that was great. We'll have to do a repeat of that. I agree with you. I'm loving this show. I think it's really good. Before we get into Beverly Hills, can we just like quickly dish on relationship?
Ugh, I could barely get through it. I knew he was going to pick Bella and they're already broken up.
And then when they said, stay tuned to see what happens next, Southern Charm, I was like, fuck you, Bravo / when does it start?
I know. I'm very excited about Southern Charm to come back. But he literally said in an interview today, he's like, I really tried with Bella, but I don't think she was into it.
Well, first off, she wasn't. She kind of was like, wait, you're here? Like, why? I feel like the producer said, just tell him that you like him. So like this whole thing that we've done is like worth it.
I agree. But he did like such the cop out. It's like if he picked Priscilla, she would have been down and like invested.
But that's exactly why he didn't. He didn't want to pick her. I don't know why, but I feel like Peyton was more his speed of like the southernness. Yeah.
They were out this week, him and Peyton together. And he literally, she like posted a picture of him and Shep. And then he's like commented on it, said, oh, did I see you last night? I was wrecked. Like he doesn't even remember seeing people out at night.
Like, I feel like that's like a true statement though. Like, it wasn't like he was even joking. He was like, literally, like, I was blacked out and I need to know if I actually saw you or if you photoshopped this. Right. Like, or if this was from our time 4 months ago. Like, I don't even think I saw you.
Yeah.
Oh, Shep. Okay. I told you this earlier, but Craig posted an Insta story and he's like doing the club circuit now, which is like, Craig, I'm not okay with that because we didn't discuss this, but I did DM him that he said, are we going to see you at the club tonight? You know, he's asking for a poll. Literally 97% said no. but then
so embarrassing. What day was it? It's Wednesday too. Come on.
But I felt bad. So I DM'd him saying, you can come to my room. He hasn't responded yet, but that's okay.
Between me and you being creepy on the Southern Charmed cast, like
how more of them don't follow us, I'll never understand.
Cam Wimberly,
we love Cam. Love Cam.
Yes.
Okay. Great. That's relationship.
Okay, Beverly Hills. Disappointing. The whole episode was about missing a drink between 4:30 and 5:30.
Danny Pellegrino was right when he told us the producers got nothing.
I think next week's looks better though.
Yeah, but they always like leave the good stuff until like the last 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay.
But we open up with Dorito and her swimwear line. And I'm like, who are these like, misfits that she's hired? Like this team of people?
She's like, I used to have a bathing suit line called Dorit International. It was international. She's like, when it didn't sell out, the Red Cross took my donations. And that is what they clothed people with when there was a natural disaster.
No, and then I love her comments are just so dumb. She's like, I want everything to be like red and, you know,
it's having a moment.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? The color red having a moment. It's like the fucking primary color. Like red is always a statement piece. Like what are
I was going to say red is, and red going into winter is like, it's always, it's like red is always yes. And she's like, and hot pink. It's like, okay, so we're just going with bright.
Right. And we have also gotten like some DMs about Dorito and her past and some yearbook photos and just like how thirsty she is. And right before she met PK was living with this guy in a studio apartment. Like, I can't believe her and PK have been together for 5 years.
Oh, she's not letting that shit go.
I wonder how long their courtship was because they had Jagger before the wedding.
Right.
Hmm.
So Jagger is probably like in the beginning, I bet. She's like, I had my swimwear line and PK wanted me to start a family. So I just gave it all up.
And I wouldn't change it for the world for my Jagger. But that, what's that other girl's name? What's that other baby's name?
She's like, Fifi, you're a fuck up mistake.
No, and
I mean, your middle name is Nava.
They say she's a surrogate too. So I don't know. It's interesting.
That is very interesting. I think it's because PK really loves his other kids. And so Dorit's like, I got to give him one of each. So he loves these ones more. No?
I don't know. They're pretty obsessed with Jagger. I think they're just like excited because he can talk now.
Yeah. I mean, he is pretty cute. Like, it's kind of crazy that they like birthed that cute little human.
Yeah. He's a doll. He's a doll. He's a kindred spirit with Doritos.
She's like, Jagger, you can't have ice cream. He's like, wah, wah, wah. He's like, oh, Jagger, you and your jokes. He's like, wah, wah.
Wait, do you think that him and his mommy eat Dorito Cooler Ranch in bed together?
No, because Dorita's no longer a fucking Dorito. She's like Ruffles, like cheddar cheese, like the horrible flavors that are always like last after the sports games when you have like snacks and nobody wants that fucking chip. You know what those are?
The original Lay's.
I love original Lay's. Oh, I love original Lay's.
Wouldn't do. I want.
I guess I'm just a Dorito too. I have a swimwear coming out. It's called Kaka. That's what my sister used to call me. She couldn't say Courtney. It haunted me ever since.
I get it.
Okay. So Teddy, again, we talked about this a little bit, but Teddy goes, she's supposed to get a drink with Doritos. And Doritos says she's overseas, but they make it look like she's at that meeting.
Right.
So I'm like, what is it, Doritos? Which is it?
I just think that she was late. Late is late.
Yeah. Also, well, she said it was
the 4:30 to 5:30 time, and then she's like, yeah, so at 4:36 she called me, and then also you could tell on Teddy's phone when they're actually talking, it was 4:45.
Well, also though, like, why was Teddy looking like she was gonna cry? Was she like that upset?
I think. Well, she had like red eyes at the end. Maybe she like went into the bathroom and cried. Maybe she just like felt stood up.
Yeah, but like, let's be honest, like Plan Check had two other people in it. So it wasn't like people were like, look at that girl getting stood up. Like she could have had an entire bottle of Prosecco.
I would have too.
But that's because I'm a raging alcoholic.
Not me.
That's why we're friends. but she was like, I got a sitter, you know, I'm so upset. And I was like, you know, she shouldn't even have explained anything. She should have just left, and then she shouldn't have answered Dorit's calls. Like, that would have been BA
she thing. She was being, like, the passive aggressive. No, it's fine. I'm just going to go now because, you know, I want to spend time with my kids because I've been gone for 45 minutes, so I got to go.
Yeah. I was like, if that was me, I'd be like, oh, you're going to be 20 minutes? Fucking hurry up because I'm going to finish this bottle of wine because I am not going home to my kids.
I'll just be wasted by the time you get here. So it should be more fun.
Yeah, Dorit's like, well, I don't even like my second kid. She doesn't. When she met up with Lisa Vanderpump later, she was wearing a necklace that said Jagger.
Oh my god. And then I just don't like the Lisa Rinna Doritos friendship. I just think they're conniving.
Wait, Lisa Vanderpump. You're really
I've been waking up at 4:45.
Why?
Like anxiety over this crab feet. Just I'm running lists in my head.
Okay, but really, why?
Gotta throw a party.
You mean what? Because you still can't decide which fur to take to Sundance.
That's a lot of it. That's a lot.
But Mary, you know what you will be taking to Sundance? Studio headphones.
I sure will. I really will, though. I'm really excited about these headphones. They're super comfy.
I don't mean to bring it up again, but we like really have to tell you that you should get a pair of these.
Yeah,
15% off using the code TJG, Two Judgy Girls, TJG. They're the best. I'm wearing mine right now while we do this.
They're fantastic because they're wireless.
Yeah, they're wireless, and I'm just like laying in my bed while we talk about all things Bravo.
In our room. With our studio headphones.
With our studio headphones. And they're great. And they, you know what I actually really like about these two is, you know, when you wear like headphones for sometimes like a little bit too long, especially when you have earrings on and they start to like poke, the earrings start to like poke into your neck or something. Mm-hmm. Like they just like give you like a little bit of an earache. These don't do it at all.
I also like that they say left and right because I always want to know which ear to put my headphones
like,
in.
You don't want to look stupid when you put your headphones on.
No. Okay. I'm going to put them on the Insta story when I'm wearing them in Park City.
That's perfect. Yeah, we'll have like a photo shoot on Main Street in our studio headphones. People will think that we're like somebody. We're also going to see if we can use two judgy girls to get into some parties. But okay, if you guys do want to get those again, it's studiosweden.com. 15% off using the code TJG. Okay, getting back to, let's talk about something. Why is Kyle's fashion sense so bad?
God, she was on Watch What Happens This Week wearing this pantsuit, and I was like, oh, girl.
Like, no.
She wore the shorts. Pantsuit. I mean, like the pantsuit that was of shorts. I just think it's got to go.
It's just, okay. She wore that. The jacket that she wore with, she met Erica for lunch. The brown.
I don't recall.
Okay. It was like Erica was wearing like a little like Gucci, like almost like tied in a bow at the neck. Very like, very Kim Richards-esque in one of her Talking Heads way previous season. I think, did I jog your memory?
Yes.
Okay. But then Kyle was wearing like almost like a comic book like style blazer. Then she has this ugly ass brown dress that she wears like in the interstitials when they're like going from scenes, you know, and it's like, Kyle.
She's always had a bad fashion sense, but it makes up for it because I always feel like her skin is glowing. Like when she met Doritos, I just thought she looked so pretty.
Yeah, whatever Botox and fillers she's using, like, definite plus.
But she like glows.
I
think she has like the best skin.
Maybe it's highlighting.
No, I think she just her whole face glows. Not even just those cheekbones. But I didn't like her last look with the red lip and
the dog. Like I was like, wait, is Schnooki Lisa Vanderpump's dog here?
Yeah, it wasn't the right look.
No, and then it's like, Kyle, like I have muffin tops, okay, but like you gotta size up. You can't have the back fat.
Always, she always does. But then I thought she looked great when she went and worked out with Teddy in the all white.
Yeah, okay. Also, okay, I don't know what's going on because literally Plan Check, Rise Nation, the Hearts and the Hunter, the Pally Hotel, like these are all places that are within a mile of each other by my house. Like Rise Nation, that workout they did, like I used to go to that all the time when I used ClassPass. Like all the time. Mm-hmm. Like it's actually a great class. It's only a half hour or two, and it's like the stepper thing. And then it's like they go to the Heart and the Hunter, which is down the street from my house. They're going to Plan Check. Like these are like places that like I regularly go. I don't like it. Go stay in your Beverly Hills and give me luxury. Like I already know that Doritos and Teddy are broke. I don't need them in my hood because I know I'm broke.
You want them to stay in 90210?
Yeah, exactly. Or Bel Air. I don't know what that zip code is either. Like, just like stay over there.
I get it.
Okay. Thank you for understanding. Moving on.
Did not. I thought like the whole Erica Jane talking about Tom was really sad.
It just seems like she's just like, he's not superhuman. This is the first time I've had to think about my future without Tom. Like, he's 78.
Well, now though, like people live forever now. They in the hundreds now. I felt like 80 used to be good, but now, I mean, he's almost 80. He's looking good.
It's like sometimes we need a new plague, though, you know?
That's called natural disasters.
Well, that too. Anyway. But yes, I did laugh when like they brought that dog into Vanderpump. Why Lisa Distill didn't call it Vanderpups, I'll never understand. But when they brought it into Vanderpump Dogs and she's like, it looks like Ken.
I know that, you know. And how many do you think she actually takes in? Because I feel like there has to be so many stray dogs.
She takes a lot in. How do I know? Because Tiffy, my roommate, has stumbled into Vanderpump Dogs often.
Oh, interesting.
And falls in love often with the pups there.
Can she record something for us there?
Sure. When you hear this.
Yeah, can you record something and send it to me? Thanks.
So then this is also like where things hit too close to home. So this whole lawsuit that they're talking about is with this place called Spot Rescue Dogs. I used to go in there all the time and I would try to adopt because they had all these really cute dogs that were rescued. Like you'd have Malteses and like little birdies, like your dog, like all these like really cute little dogs. And you'd be like, where are these being rescued from? Like, how are all these really cute dogs? Like, one of my friends, she even actually got through the entire adoption process. And then they tried to charge her more for the adoption fee because so many people wanted this dog.
So how do they get the dogs?
I think that they go to puppy mills and get these dogs. I don't think that they're rescues.
Mm-hmm.
So the point, it's really sad. But the point is that place closed down. Because there was some weird thing that was going on with it. Like Vanderpump is right with it. Like it's very strange. But now that she's saying there's a lawsuit against Ken, Rinna comes out of nowhere with that info.
Okay. I love how she just walked into lunch and was like, I'm just going to drop a fucking bomb on LVP. I just think that was really wrong. And I don't think Ken did it, to be honest. And then I heard today.
I also have seen the person that they're talking about, and I'm like, nah, they're like the same height.
Wait, so then today they were playing the old Beverly Hills episodes with like when Ken like touched Yolanda's arm.
Oh, she's like, ow, Ken, you twisted my arm.
Right. Like, so
they're setting Ken up.
Yeah, I feel bad for Ken. I think he's a doll.
I'll knock your Spock out. Remember you said that to me, bad, Kennedy?
He has bad hips. And
oh, the Baja shelf. I mean,
how would he even like...
I know. Like, I don't think that's right. I don't know. Okay, also, we have to discuss, like, Dorit's risky business outfit.
For some reason, those purple boots of nylon reminded me of like Daphne from Scooby-Doo or Velma. Like,
Daphne does. She wears purple.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I was like, what is going like, on?
But I think she wears like green knee-high boots.
That was the worst outfit I have ever seen on Housewives history. And then she's literally... there was no pants. Like, she was wearing lingerie underneath.
She's just like, don't try to be Erica Jane. I'm sorry. Like, it's just, you know, even Erica Jane is like sometimes like a little too much of a caricature of herself. And it's like, Dory, like, first off, we know that everything you're getting is from some higher end Rent the Runway.
Or do you think it was just like PK shirt? I mean,
it was big enough to be PK shirt. He's like, here, darling, wear this. And she's like, PK, you're just the sweetest. Is this because I spent $18K on Hermes China?
Like, it was awful. Kylie
Jenner wore an outfit like this with a white, long white oversized t-shirt and those stupid boots. It's like two fashion wrongs do not make a right.
Agreed.
Ugh. And I just like the whole thing when she's like acting surprised about the Camille stuff. She's like, oh my God, did I say that, Lisa? No, I did. Oh my God. Oh! And I was like, oh, your bob, your face, like everything's bothering me about you.
Well, I like read today. She's like, well, I got to the party like 2 hours early and they were liquoring us up and it was so hot outside. I didn't even know what I was saying. Like, so she's basically just saying she's blacked out and that's why she called her cunt, and that's why it's fine.
Hey, Dorit, were people doing coke in the bathroom?
I mean, probably.
She probably was.
Yeah. That's why her mouth was running so fast.
Oh my gosh. She's just she's the worst, but the reason like why I think she stays though is like I don't know how the rest of the season goes, but if it's anything like it's gone, it's not going anywhere. But like she still has like Kyle still likes her, LVP still likes her. Like she hasn't isolated everyone yet.
Well, there's like always like Kyle just plays both sides.
Kyle's I love sister. Her.
But she is listening to Teddy. She's listening to Dorit and just tells each other what exactly what they said. Like, I can't believe that Kyle, like, will talk to Rena, to be honest. If I would never talk to Rena again after what she's done to my sister. Like,
but Kyle, no, we've already had this conversation. Yeah. Kyle likes that Rena said it because it's everything Kyle thinks without having to say it. And plus, as Kyle told us, Rena doesn't her sisters don't even talk to her anymore. She's not invited to Christmas.
I know. That made me so sad. And I feel like that's also like a Kim thing because she still hangs out with like Paris and stuff. So maybe Kathy is not as ruthless.
No, I think Kathy likes to like
– she's Kim, the matriarch.
Like Kim is broken, so Kathy likes to have her there. And like Kathy can't control Kyle. And I think Kathy still resents because there was rumors that when the show first started that it would almost be like Jersey-esque where it would be Kyle, Kim, and Kathy. And Kathy turned it down for some other reality show that didn't go anywhere.
I was at a party with Kathy one time.
And?
Much to report. I sat next to her.
Did you notice that they've now replaced the agency hats with American Woman, Kyle's new show?
I did. And then I'm like, what are these other two shows?
Yeah, I'm curious. She's like, these are just stories inspired by my life, not my sister's. I'm like, I'm pretty sure they were all in there.
Yeah.
But whatever. Whatever. It's fine. So do you think that – what do you think is going to happen next week? Or what is going to happen next week? I don't think I watched the preview.
The, like, confrontation between Rena and LVP about Ken.
Ooh.
And then there's a confrontation between Doritos and Teddy.
She's going to go after Teddy, and I hope Teddy just shuts her down. Like, I hope Teddy doesn't look like a crazy person.
I don't think she will. She's a pretty smart lady.
I'm into her.
I think she's like marketed herself well. She's probably only going to have one season because she's not really connecting with the girls.
Right.
But
she's gonna hold Dorit accountable.
Exactly. I mean, I think she's using this platform well for her business.
What's the name of the business though? Is there a website? Seriously.
I want an accountability coach though that will like stay at my house with me.
Yeah, if someone just texted me, I think we said this last week, but like if you just text me like, okay, you need to get up and you need to go hike that hill, I'd be like, okay. And then I just turn the TV channel and then text her 20 minutes later and be like, so glad you texted me, I did it. But I didn't do it.
You like got on a bouncy ball with your Fitbit and was like, yeah, I hit the 10,000 steps.
No, I was like, can someone give me a dog? Just put the Fitbit on the dog like Sweet Home Oklahoma style. Right. I miss that show.
I do too.
I hope it's coming back.
I think it's going to come back, but I think that
they're not friends.
Yeah. Well, they're not friends with
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Lee? No.
Lee.
Oh.
Pumps and Jennifer are still friends, but no Lee.
Interesting. I wonder what happened. You know, fame really changes people. Just know.
It won't change us.
It won't change us. Like, and I'll still like you.
Thanks.
I'll probably forget about a lot of people, though, because, like, let's be honest, when we are rolling with a bigger entourage, it's, like, more famous. Like, totally. But, like, I'm still going to reserve Sundays for no pants TV day.
Absolutely. I think
that's fair.
That's fair. Any day that ends in Y at my house.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, should we just, like, discuss a little bit of Jersey reunion? Kind of boring. Siggy looks like Beauty and the Beast, Belle.
And Marge did not wear her pink tails.
I thought Marge actually looked the best that she's looked all season. I think Teresa looked great.
I think most of them looked good. Melissa was too underdressed. She looked like too... She wasn't, like, reunion ready.
Right. Like, well, I feel like
she was the only one wearing a short dress.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Everybody wore long dresses, so she was going to stick out regardless. But she's got great legs and a bomb body, so it's, like, totally fine. Maybe Envy doesn't sell long dresses.
Yeah. I loved when Andy, like, picked up Ramona's phone call.
Oh, my God. And she's like, and Melissa has her saved as Romana. I was cracking up.
Almost as dumb as Teresa.
Teresa was like, told Andy, she's like, Andy, I want to make out with you. And he's like, I am a good kisser. And she's like, well, can we? And he's like, maybe sometime later, sweetie. Like, but I thought Teresa looked great too. I actually like her blonde hair. I like it better than what it was transitioning from over the season.
I agree.
I liked, thought that Danielle looked great too.
Yeah, she rocked it. Even Dolores, I love how though she's like not an official housewife, and they like brought her out like later.
It's like what they did to like, remember when they made Portia a friend of and Luann a friend of, and they like just like keep them out from the first 10 minutes, but then they're literally back around for the rest of the time.
I know, it's so ridiculous. And then next week's Kim D, but like the whole like Soggy and Marge thing, like Soggy is so irrational with her, like the foyer like fight and the PETA bear thing, and
she wouldn't let Marge talk. And what drives me nuts about like insufferable people like this is like they make me irrationally angry, where it's like, you know, when you get like so angry that you're like, I would actually like to cause physical harm onto you because I don't know how to make you shut up. And I'm like, this is why people snap. Like, she was so insufferable with everything she was saying. And, like, it just was like, if I was Marge, I'd be like, I cannot talk to this crazy person. Like, I cannot sit here and listen to this crazy person.
Yeah. And then it's like, you've got my number, but it's in Afghanistan.
I didn't know what that meant.
And then the Housewives of Bellevue comment. I mean, I said Bellevue is not a great place.
It's a mental hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is a great line.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like it just.
Much respect.
It just, and there's nothing that really happened. Like we're just like rehashing things over and over, and it's like, I don't care.
Well,
Danielle did admit to having sex in the bathroom, though.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And she asked for permission.
Right.
And I was like, wait, she asked for permission from her fiance or because.
Like Teresa said it was fine. There's not, there was no air conditioning, though.
Ugh. Oh, could you imagine going to that bathroom and it just smells like sex? No, thank you.
Then it was kind of disturbing, the other comment, like how her daughter left school because a boy went up to her and said, pull down your pants and do what your mom did.
Oh, yeah. No, that's disgusting. Kids are little fucking shits.
Well, it's kind of, you don't ever think about like how it actually affects their like daily life. I was like, that's just kind of depressing.
Yeah, it was depressing. And I just, it's like, I don't watch the show for that.
Right. You watch the show for Kategate.
No, especially when she like finally admits basically that it wasn't paid for by her.
I know. And it was plastic.
It's just, she's insufferable.
Wait. And then I loved like Marge's comment about, she was like, yeah, you don't even have an education and you're a relationship expert. And the like, ooh, that was a good little
Next
week is the finale of that. Like it's over.
Thank God. There nothing happened this season. I mean, it was like a 9-episode season.
So who's coming back? Teresa, Melissa, Marge.
I think Danielle and I think Dolores. And then there was news today that Jacqueline and Caroline might be back.
Then they would get rid of Dolores, I think, and Danielle.
I think, but Dolores is friends with them. Like Caroline, I guess, has been friends with her for like over 20 years.
From Patterson.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we don't need Jacqueline back. Like, she's a fucking nutcase. I don't even recognize her face anymore.
Yeah. But yeah. I think, and her daughter's face, definitely a chin implant like Stassi.
Yeah, and didn't she change her name from Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, to Ashley with two E's instead?
Oh, God, please. Like Ashley Simpson?
Hello, 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 V-E.
Pieces of me. Mm-hmm. That was that autobiography album.
Top 10.
I'm going to listen to it on the way to work tomorrow with my studio headphones.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to listen to Studio by Phil Collins. Studio.
Oh. Okay. We are going to have a lot of live stories this weekend because we will be together.
Yes. So stay tuned for that.
Wait. We didn't read our reviews.
Mary,
Five
stars only.
This one was so funny, so I wanted to read it.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
From ebrownie19. I love this podcast as much, Five stars, obviously. I love this podcast as much as Jax Taylor loves to cheat. I love this podcast as much as Juicy Joe loves to commit wire fraud. I love this podcast as much as Vicky Gumbelson loves a good casserole. I love this podcast as much as Kim Zolciak loves to pretend she's black. I love this podcast as much as Kyle Richard loves a good bell-sleeved, shoulder-bearing shirt. I love this podcast as much as King loves Kingsley. I love this podcast as much as Dorinda likes to make it nice. God bless you, E. Brownie. That was, I think that was the best.
That was a five-star. That was a five-star review for sure. Okay, so I'm going to read Cool Ranch Dorito and Landon the Dolphin. Five stars. I'm a little triggered, but that's okay. By Kat Shandell. Five shining stars for these ladies. They are so spot on with all things Bravo. The impersonations are my fave and spot on. I think Brittany is the best. See, Mary? Laughing all the way through traffic and my mom duties. Merci, ladies.
Oh. Don't forget to review us.
Five stars. Buy some headphones if you're so feel if you're in the market and you don't want to get some Beats, get some studio headphones. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, join the Facebook group. Guys, the jury speaks. You guys are killing us with your finds. Like, you guys pull things out that I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So thank you all for that, keeping us laughing. Remember, it's a safe space. Nobody knows you're in it unless they're in it too.
Yeah.
And on that note, au revoir.
Bye-bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology
set to redefine skincare. Fiber skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.